This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد my brothers and sisters الحمد لله الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله gave us this beautiful religion and he sent his kitab, he sent his book and he sent his beloved messenger محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم to teach us how to live by his book. If we do that, then we become winners in this dunya wal akhirah. This is the second of the lectures on values, behavior and results. The first one was on identity. Values drive behavior and behavior drives results. If you want to address behavior, you must first address the values that drive that behavior. Without that, any behavior you see can be play-acting, can be pretension. Play-acting cannot be sustained. Play-acting is always seen through by everyone except the actor and destroys credibility. The three values that I mentioned to you last week, identity, integrity and courage. They have the power to drive the behavior which will get us results that we can feel proud of and which will be an asset for us in the akhirah, inshallah. We looked at identity last week. What is the nature of identity that I need to develop as a Muslim? What are the challenges that I am likely to face in that process? And what are the solutions? This week, we will look at the second value, and that is integrity. Integrity is a total commitment to the truth. To search for the truth, to accept the truth, even if it goes against whatever you believed previously or would have liked to see. To accept it, even if that leads to embarrassment for yourself because you had said or done something contrary to that before that. If you are intelligent, you will face that embarrassment only once in your life. Integrity is an expression of self-respect. Only someone who has self-respect, someone who is aware of what he or she stands for as a Muslim and truly considers that worth upholding, can behave with integrity. Integrity is to speak and act according to our core belief. Integrity is total congruence between belief, speech, and action without any compromise. Integrity is the essence of Iman because that is what entering Islam means, to behave congruently. Tasdeeq bil qalb wa iqrar bil lisan wa a'mal bil arkan. Nifaq or hypocrisy, this means belief in the heart, to believe it in the heart, tasdeeq, to confirm that, to bear witness to that in the heart, bil qalb, wa iqrar bil lisan, to declare that with your tongue, wa amal bil arkan, and to act according to that belief. Nifaq or hypocrisy, which is a major sin, is to behave incongruently, to speak or act differently from your belief. Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As narrated, radiallahu anhuma, narrated that Rasulullah said, whoever has the following four characteristics will be a pure hypocrite. And whoever has one of these four characteristics will have one characteristic of hypocrisy, unless and until he gives it up. And these are, whenever he is entrusted, he betrays. Whenever he speaks, he tells a lie. Whenever he makes a covenant, he proves treacherous. and whenever he quarrels, he behaves in a very imprudent, evil and insulting manner. And this is in Sahih Bukhari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considered hypocrisy and nifaq to be so serious that he revealed Quran commanding Rasulullah not to pray Salatul Janazah for the Munafiqeen and declared that he, Jalla Jalaluhu, would not forgive them even if Rasulullah made dua for their forgiveness 70 times. Our company distinguishes, identifies and influences us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah said in Surah Tawbah, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, be concerned about the pleasure of Allah, fear the displeasure of Allah, and be with those who are true in their word and deed. So that is the first consideration. Who are your friends? We become like our friends. In their company, it becomes easy to do what they do and difficult to do what they don't. There are entry conditions to any group. We must consider this carefully because they influence and demand compromise and we end up paying a heavy price. Some people are afraid of losing friends if they refuse to accept un-Islamic entry conditions. The reality is that you do not lose friends, you only exchange them for others. I remind you that everybody has friends. The worst of people have friends, and so do the best of people. The question is, who do you want as your friends? Because we will be with them when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about wrong friends. And he said, وَيَوْمَا يَعُدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and remember the day when the zalim, the criminal, the oppressor, the polytheist, the denier of truth and denier of Allah will bite at his hands. And he will say, oh, would that I had taken a path with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ah, woe to me. Would that I had never taken so and so as a friend. But being regretful on that day has no meaning. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about good friends. Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din adu. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, friends, akhilla, that is the plural of khalil, and khalil is a very, very close friend. So friends on that day will be foes, will be enemies of one another, except al-muttaqoon, except the people of taqwa. So have good friends. In the famous ayah, which is the finest declaration of the importance of justice ever made, and which Harvard Law School acknowledged as such and displayed on their wall, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, kunu qawameena bil qisti shuhada'a lillahi walau ala anfusikum abil walidaini wal aqrabina in yakun ghaniyan aw faqira, fallahu awla bihima fala tattabi'u al hawa an ta'dilu. وَإِن تَلْوُوا أَوْ تُغْرِضُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it may be against yourself or your parents or your relatives, your kith and kin, be that person rich or poor. Allah is a better protector to both. Better protector of both than you. So do not follow the lust of your hearts, lest you may avoid justice. And if you distort your witness or refuse to give it, verily Allah is ever well acquainted with what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to be truthful and to accept the truth and not to allow our dislike or hatred for someone to blind us to the truth if it comes from them. The fact is that if we ignore the truth, we only harm ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kunu qawamina lillahi shuhada'a bil qisti wa la yajrimannakum shana'anu qawmin ala alla ta'dilu i'dilu huwa aqrabu littaqwa wattaqullah inna allaha khabirun bima ta'malun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be just witnesses. Be fair and just witnesses. And do not let the enmity and hatred of others make you avoid justice. Be just, that is nearer to piety, and fear Allah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well acquainted with what you do. Now, this is what destroyed Abu Jahl. He knew the truth that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the messenger of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. But he refused to accept that because he did not like the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam belonged to his rival clan. So also others among the Quraysh who would not accept the truth of Islam, not because they didn't believe it, but because it was being propagated by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, who also started from the same place of hating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his case, it was to the extent that he decided to kill him, and he started out for Baytul Arqam with a drawn sword. We know the story of how he met Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu on the way, who told him that his sister Fatima radiallahu anha had become Muslim. He decided to deal with this in-house threat, but when he heard the recitation of the ayat of the Quran, Iman entered his heart. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu started out hating Islam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but when he was faced with the truth, he did not allow his hatred to blind him to the reality. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him to be one of the greatest Muslims of all time and included him in the Asharum Mubashara, the 10 people who were promised Jannah in this lifetime itself. Let us check if we have people in our lives who tell us the truth, but we do not accept it because we don't like them, not because we don't believe them. That is truly ignorant behavior and harmful only to the one who does it. Integrity is al-ikhlasun niyyah, sincerity of intention, which is the prerequisite for the acceptance of our deeds. And that is why we must constantly check our ikhlas to see who we are really speaking or acting to please, Allah or someone else. Allah does not accept actions that are adulterated, where we do things to please others while pretending that we are doing them to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the famous hadith called the Hadith of the Thalath, the three, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported, he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the first of people against whom judgment will be pronounced, against whom judgment will be pronounced on the day of judgment, will be a man who died a martyr, he died a shaheed. He will be brought, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make known to him his favors, and he will recognize them. Allah will ask, and what did you do about them? He will say, I fought for you until I died a martyr. He, Jalla Jalaluhu, will say, you have lied. You fought so that it may be said about you, he is so brave. And so it was said. Then it will be ordered that he be dragged along on his face until he is cast into Jahannam. Another one will be a man who studied religious knowledge and taught it and who used to recite Quran. He will be brought and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make known to him his favors and he will recognize them. Allah will say to him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and what did you do about them? He will say, I studied religious knowledge and I taught it and I recited Quran for your sake. He, Jalla Jalaluhu, will say, you have lied. You studied religious knowledge that it might be said about you that you are learned, that you are an alim. And you recited the Quran that it might be said about you that he is a qari. He is a great reciter. And so it was said. Then it will be ordered that he be dragged along on his face until he is cast into Jahannam. Another will be a man whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given wealth, made rich, and to whom he had given all kinds of wealth. This man will be brought, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make known to him his favors, and he will recognize them, And then Allah will say to him, and what did you do about them? The man will say, I left no path untrodden in which you like money to be spent without spending it for your sake. He, Jalla Jalaluhu, will say, you have lied. You did that so that it may be said about you, he is open-handed and generous. And so it was said. And then it will be ordered that he be dragged along on his face until he is cast into the hellfire, into Jahannam. And this is in Sahih Muslim. Rasulullah ﷺ taught us to be truthful even in so-called small matters. He prohibited telling a lie even as a joke, which is almost the norm today. Muawiyah bin Haidah radiallahu anhu reported, Rasulullah ﷺ said, woe to one who tells lies to make people laugh. Woe to him, woe to him. And this is in Sunan Abi Dawud. Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu reported, my dear friend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed me with virtuous traits. He instructed me not to look at those above me and to look at those below me. He instructed me to love the poor and be close to them. He instructed me to maintain my family ties even if they turn their backs. He instructed me not to fear the blame of the blamer in the matter of Allah. He instructed me to speak the truth, even if it is bitter. He instructed me to increase in declaring that there is no power or might but in Allah, for it's a treasure among the treasures of Jannah, which is La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And this is in Ibn Hibban. Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu said, reported that Rasulullah ﷺ said, you must be truthful. Verily, truthfulness leads to righteousness, and righteousness leads to Jannah. A man continues to be truthful and encourages honesty until he is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as truthful. And beware of falsehood. Verily, falsehood leads to wickedness, and wickedness leads to Jahannam. A man continues to tell lies and encourages falsehood until he is recorded with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Kadhab, as a liar. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are four things which if you possess them, then you should not regret whatever you miss from this world. And those four things are speaking the truth, fulfilling trusts, good manners, and a lawful source of provision. Halal earning, halal income. And this is in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you guarantee me six things on your part, I will guarantee you Jannah. And these are, speak the truth when you talk, keep a promise when you make it, when you are trusted with something, fulfill the trust, avoid sexual immorality, lower your gaze in modesty, and restrain your hands from injustice. And this is also in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described his Anbiya alayhimus salam by the attribute of truthfulness to stress its importance as one of the greatest attributes a believer can ever possess. Allah said in Surah Maryam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And mentioned in the book, the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, indeed he was a man of truth and a prophet. And then Allah said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And he said in Surah Maryam again, and mentioned in the book, Idris, indeed he was a man of truth and a prophet. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Maryam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Allah said, which means, and mentioned in the book Ismail, alayhi salam, indeed, he was true to his promise and he was a messenger and a prophet. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger spoke the truth, and this is in Surah Al-Ahzab in connection with the story of the Ghazwatul Khandaq or Ghazwatul Ahzab. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was known, as we know, as As-Sadiqul Amin, the truthful and the trustworthy. He was known by his people like, as As-Sadiqul Amin long before he announced Islam. And though many opposed him bitterly, nobody accused him of lying or deception, even though they became his mortal enemies and tried to defame him in many ways. Truthfulness and trustworthiness were so important to Rasulullah that he declared them to be the signifiers of Iman and of signifiers of being Muslim. A Muslim cannot lie or deceive anyone. It is as simple as that. Safwan bin Sulaim radiallahu anhu reported that Rasulullah was asked, "Can the believer be a coward?" He said, "Yes." He was asked, "Can the believer be a miser? Can he be stingy?" He said, "Yes." He was asked, "Can a believer be a liar?" He said, "No." And this is in Muwatta Malik, and this hadith is Mursal. Integrity is the soul of influence. It is the essence of honor. It is the inspiration for respect. An individual without integrity is despised and distrusted. It was the clearly manifest integrity of Rasulullah ﷺ which gave him the title of As-Sadiqul Amin, and that was his greatest asset. Muslims believe what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed because As-Sadiqul Amin said so. Integrity defines reputation. Reputation inspires influence. It is that simple. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.